Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sports Performance Radio Show, where you'll be entertained, educated, and motivated by top experts in a variety of fields, including sport, business, and fitness. Your host, Chris Thomas, is a speaker, certified mind performance consultant, personal trainer, sports and remedial massage therapist, and author of 6 Days to a Champion's Mindset. He wants to help you win. To learn about Chris, log on to u2-mindbodyfitness.co.uk. Who's your special guest this week, Chris?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of the Sports Performance Radio Show, where we discuss the kind of mindset that is needed to get the outcomes that you desire. And I'm your host, Chris Thomas. Today, we welcome Anthony Cairns and Jessica St. John onto the show to talk about the Green Streets Fitzrovia campaign, supported by London Camden Council and Puma. So we really look forward to hearing much more about that. Anthony is a champion of the initiative who works locally as a window cleaner and has for many years run a healthy, environmentally friendly business. He now takes the opportunity with this initiative to encourage others to change their mindsets to improve their health. Jessica works for Woof Limited of London, who have taken the lead in promoting the campaign. They've been encouraging local residents and businesses to have a positive behavior change regarding their health and fitness. So we welcome Anthony onto the show. We're just waiting for Jessica to come online, which shouldn't be too long now. So, Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for asking.
Good.
So thanks for coming to the show. This is an interesting one because normally I'm talking about sports and the mindset in sports, but this show today is of particular interest because we're talking about behavior change, which is exactly the same thing, but helping people become more health conscious in their daily activities, particularly in one area of London Fitzrovia. So first of all, just to get to know you a bit better, because you bring an interesting viewpoint to the show today, can you tell us about your profession?
Yeah, I'm a window cleaner. I've been doing window cleaning for about 5 years now in Fitzrovia, which is sort of a neighbourhood in central London. What's quite unique about my business is I use my bicycle to transport my equipment around and things.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. Business and commercial, so a bit of a mix. I've been doing that for 5 years now.
Oh, fantastic. And how did you manage to get involved, actually, with the campaign?
Well, because I'm quite well known, I do my window cleaning round with my bicycle, so I'm quite well known in the area. And one of Jessica's contacts saw me and mentioned it to me, and he thought I'd be interested in it. So he gave me Jessica's contact details. I spoke to Jessica about it, and it seemed like something that I was actually sort of doing anyway, sort of just promoting cycling, and as you can imagine, it's sort of a talk point when it comes to my business. It's quite a unique thing. So so I'm always talking about sort of the cycling. I love cycling as well. Jessica about it, and it was great because it was the campaign's about promoting cycling in the area and walking and getting about, and Fitzrovia is a great area to do that. So yes, it was through one of our contacts.
And you don't actually live in the Fitzrovia area, if you like. Fitzrovia is a funny area. I mean, me being a Londoner myself, never really heard about the area until some years ago. And it sounds like somewhere that's not actually within the sort of the West End of London.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I actually didn't know until probably a few years. I guess it's almost like a little mini secret club I started doing window cleaning. I then first heard Fitzrovia and I didn't sort of understand what it was. And then over time, I understood that it was actually just sort of like a neighbourhood rather than it's an area. So it's sort of, I don't know if you know, I know your listeners are sort of quite all over the world and in London, but it's sort of, if you ever know, like Goose Street area, so it's right sort of dead centre of London. It's more of a neighbourhood than it is a specific area like Camden or something. It's not that big. It's just a little neighbourhood in central London.
Okay. So you're a champion for the campaign. What does that mean?
Well, it just means that I'll actually go around talking to people. So, like, perhaps when I'm on my rounds, I can talk about green streets. Right now, there's a big campaign about green streets. There's some signs in the area. There's a lot of people going to businesses specifically. Jessica herself has gone to businesses to promote green streets. So I'm on Facebook to talk about it, just promoting it, as well as perhaps just trying to encourage people. We have maps, so perhaps just showing people what it's about, explaining things to them. And sometimes with some shops, they get discounts if they actually walk to the place to try and help encourage people to walk around. So I'm sort of like a medium that people can come to talk about the green streets to directly businesses, as well as people. Like I said, I do homes as well, so I can talk to people and residents in the area as well.
Okay, great. So what were there any benefits that were offered to you for being a champion? Because it must take a bit of your time out of your schedule, out of your busy schedule as a window cleaner. So were there any benefits for yourself, for your company?
Well, I mean, to be associated with the Green Streets is quite a benefit in itself. Like, because I'm pretty green, and I really like the idea of getting it up and running and sort of up and running, but being on the cycle and things like that, and promoting sort of just being active. Like, I sort of do that anyway with my business. When I casually talk to my clients. So the benefit is being associated with Green Streets. Like it was said, Puma's also involved. So having that sort of backing business-wise is good for me, as well as Puma's been really great to support the champions by... they gave a free bike to me to support.
Oh, really?
To support my efforts, which was really kind of them. Business wise, it's good to be associated with the big campaign like Green Street. So it helps me. And obviously, although it's voluntary, a free bike doesn't go amiss at all.
Yeah, of course not. Never. Like I said before, this show is about trying to change behavior. So we'll change people's outcomes as well towards health, sports, etc. So you talk about, can you just talk a bit more about how you've personally done this for your business and for yourself? I mean, this is quite an astonishing thing that you've done using a bicycle, because most people would probably use a van or a car to put the ladders on, but how do you get around that and maintain still environmentally friendly and health conscious?
Yeah, I mean, when I started off, I used to be a salesman, so I actually sort of started the window cleaning as a side thing and as my side job, but then eventually it took over, and I was sort of forced to basically. I actually didn't start off cycling; I started walking everywhere. So I was using public transport to get to windows, and or I walked to the windows because I didn't drive at the time. Right. And then eventually I then just got my bicycle, figured out a way to sort of attach my bucket, and I have extension poles so I can reach high places. And I do have like a little mini ladder, a telescopic ladder, which sort of extends to a quite high height, but I really need to use it. And I've also got a new system that I'm going to be implicating. It's a pure water system that can fit on my bike. So I'm actually going to be able to reach probably 5 stories high. Sort of just on my bike. But I was forced into it because I had no other transport. But then eventually, actually, it worked out perfectly. Because especially in central London, it's really hard. I'm sure a lot of people find... It's really hard when you're driving down there, parking-wise, and the way the roads are, and monetarily, you have a lot of charges, and it can be quite expensive to maintain an automobile and all of them sort of things. So cycling is the only thing you need to maintain is just a healthier bike, which is quite inexpensive. It's not probably about £50, £100 a year, or depending what you need it for. So money-wise, it's worked out brilliantly, and I had to find a way to do it, and I found a way to do my bike, and it's and 5 years later, I'm still doing it, and it's worked out brilliantly.
Well, I guess it is all about the saying, if you believe you can or you can't, you're right. So you put your mind to it and said, well, you know what, I think I can do this, I believe I can do this, so let's work it out, instead of worrying about the cons, against, you know, the against. So, yeah, well done for that.
That's pretty much it.
I believe we have Jessica online now. Jessica, are you there?
I am.
Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
So how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry it took me a little bit to get on the phone. I had some difficulties with the Skype, but it looks like I got it. I got on okay.
You're here now. Do you have to say hello to Anthony? Anthony, Jessica?
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Anthony.
Okay, Jessica, let's bring you into the conversation. First of all, let's start to talk about the work that you do at Woof Limited. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I am a behavioral researcher and project manager with Woof. And Woof specialized in the development and management of positive interactions in the form of social marketing. We work on behavior change campaigns, such as, you know, the Green Streets campaign. We also do live events, ambient media, and street interventions. But I focus primarily on behavioral research and also seeing that research go live by identifying what solutions are going to be the most realistic with the population and to have the most effective, sustainable impact, and then seeing that through towards the implementation of the campaign. So we came into this by we were contracted by Camden Council to conduct behavioral research in Fitzrovia to identify what would encourage local residents, workers, students, and visitors in the area to walk and cycle more. And so we engaged and consulted with the community by we went out and we did quantitative and qualitative surveys by doing street outreach, as well as by working with local community centers and other, you know, local businesses and resident associations and places like that. And then from that initial research, we segmented the target audiences to try to identify what is their relationship to walking and cycling, and how can we move them up the continuum to have more of a relationship towards walking and cycling. And then we tested all of that in focus groups. We always, in the research that we do, we always try to ensure that we use an iterative approach, which means that we plan and then we identify what's the best, you know, way to implement the program. Mm-hmm. And then we test that with the population to make sure that our ideas and theories would resonate with the population and actually work.
What would you say has been the sort of main theme when you do this kind of research, just out of interest? And what comes out of it, would you say?
Behavior. This research specifically?
Yeah, because you deal with behavior change. So when you do these focus groups and you get feedback, I presume that you've done this in different places. So has there been like a running theme? Have you had the same sort of responses from different people in different areas?
Yeah, well, we usually structure it around what the current behaviors are in the community. Mm. And then we identify what barriers they have towards whatever the behavior is that we're trying to change. We identify what the barriers are towards changing that behavior. And then what will influence them to change the behavior, and what change incentives. So whether or not, you know, for instance, family members, you know, if they have an influence over their behavior, like what tangibly will affect them to change their behavior. So it just depends on what we're looking at, but those are kind of some of the themes that we go into the research with. And when it came to walking and cycling, we identified that a lot of the barriers were also incentives, or were also influencers. So, for instance, you know, this is quite obvious, but walking and cycling, so the weather, you know, influences your decision to walk. If it's, you know, good weather, then you're going to feel more inclined to walk. And then if it's bad weather, you're going to, you know, you're going to want to take public transport more. Yeah. So,
especially,
you know,
in London.
We just got some of those key factors, and we realized that so distance was a factor, time was also a factor, cost was a factor, and health was a factor, and kind of people's moods and all of that. So we tried to include that within the research in identifying how in trying to educate people on the different benefits of walking and cycling, and trying to show them that those barriers aren't quite such as large of barriers as we think they are, and trying to identify ways around those barriers in order to encourage them to walk and cycle more.
I understand that you had a hard launch recently, and you had a soft launch early in the year, and you had a hard launch recently. How did that go? What sort of things did you do?
It went great. We had oak barrel plants, so we had signposts out in the community for a week. And basically, that's just some things that we had in the community that we initially put out there, and people probably were pointing to and saying, you know, what's going on? You know, why are these signs out here? But basically, they pointed out, they were located in high footfall areas, and they pointed people out of the high, kind of those main streets, so the Tottenham Court Road, and showed them, pointed them into the side streets toward some of the hidden gems, which are local businesses, local places to eat, drink, shop, visit, that the local residents in our focus groups had identified as the best places to visit if you want to take people off of the main road and to walk into the local community, walk and cycle into the local community. So we had these signs out there. And then we had Green Champions out in the streets engaging people with our maps. We partnered with Puma on the campaign, which Puma, basically one of our partner agencies, One Deep Breath, has a relationship with Puma, and they came on board because not only are their head offices in Fitzrovia, but they place a really high economic value on reducing their environmental impacts. And so they were interested in the cause, and then also because it's their local community, they got involved and thought that this community had potential for creating sustainable change around walking and cycling.
I just want to cut to Anthony just for a second. I just want to ask Anthony, what's important to you about being a champion for this initiative? Because the work that you're involved in, and you know the area very, very well, what drew you to this particular initiative?
Well, I really think it's important for people to have an active mindset. I mean, not to be overly over the top with it, but I really think that especially with the neighbourhood, I think walking and cycling is something that is not just obviously beneficial for physically, but I think actually it creates a really great community. You get out there, you talk to people, you're interacting with people while you're walking. You go to the coffee shop. It just brings a bit more, I don't know, a bit more charisma into the area, and I think that is not just about getting healthy, but it's about creating a bit a different mindset that has a knock-on effect to different many areas. And really, I mean, like I said before, I mean, Fitzrovia is one of those areas where everyone's it's quite a close-knit community. Once you know one business, another guy knows another business, and it can be really, it's really great when you talk to people and everyone's really friendly. And if everyone else can get a feel of that, perhaps just other people in the area, then I think it's great.
So, like, we're encouraged to live healthier lifestyles by, if you're commuting to work or wherever you're going, in London in particular, to perhaps get off a stop earlier, whether that's by bus or tube, possibly not by train, and walk into the rest of your, the remainder of your destination. So what are the attractions for doing so in Fitzrovia neighbourhood, would you say?
Like I said, I think as a community, it's an extremely attractive area. So as well as it's so many different things. It's full of history, and it's just really quirky. So you have little coffee shops on really small roads, and you can just walk to it, have a nice coffee in the morning, ask a croissant, and you walk up Fitzrovia Square, for instance, which is again full of history, and it has a little mini park in the middle, and it's just, you know, in the middle of London, central London, to have a nice park you can walk by where it's off the main road and you're going down these side streets. The 9-to-5 shift just adds a bit more, I don't know, much, bring a smile to your face at the start of the day, perhaps. But like I said, once you get used to that, you get introduced to the community really quickly. And that in itself is something that's going to make you, boosted my morale when I started getting involved with the community. So perhaps it might boost the morale of other people that work here or live in the area.
Okay, Jessica, I understand that the campaign started. Well, maybe you can tell us when it started, but it started this year, and it's going to run for three years, I believe. So you'll be handing it. You've been doing the research, etc., and getting it started. Then you'll be handing it to Camden Council, I believe, very shortly. So how will Camden Council continue to sustain the campaign, involve the local public, we'll start with that question. How will they continue and sustain the campaign after you hand it to them?
That's a great question. We have 10 active Green Champions right now, me is one of them. And so the champions, they meet monthly to discuss how to best communicate, the campaign, and to identify, action plans for promoting walking and cycling in the local area. So Camden Council plan on continuing that element of it and generating ideas from the community members to take forward. Also, there's a social media element of the campaign, and it really serves as a platform for the champions and the local community to connect about, walking and cycling routes. They post photos, have discussions. It's really a place for the local businesses also to connect with the community and, give them special offers or tell them why they should, walk and cycle to their local business. So that's an element of it that is going to continue to grow. We have 20 businesses on board who came on initially, and they're promoting the campaign by putting Green Streets stickers in their businesses and the maps. What I was going to say about Puma is that Puma came on board to develop the maps, and so that was something that the champions have been handing out as part of the hard launch and as well as with the businesses. They continue to kind of build a community around Green Streets that is strong and will continue to generate ideas that is a great way for the council to connect with the community and the community to have a voice to the council.
And how will they measure the success and the social impact, say, like in a year's time or so?
So we've done this initial research with Camden, and Camden Council will need to do a follow-up study to identify a similar segmentation and demographic that we looked at and match that against our initial research to see if, in fact, people have moved up that behavioral segmentation that we initially identified, and people have more of an emotional relationship towards walking and cycling. So they'll need to do a follow-up study in order to do so. And I'm not sure what their plans are with that. They've mentioned it in the beginning, but I'm not sure if they're going to go forward, but we would recommend that.
Okay, brilliant. Guys, we're just going to take a very, very short break, and we'll be back in 1 minute. See you on the other side.
Discover today how you too can become a qualified mind performance consultant. We run courses regularly throughout the whole year. Visit www.u2-mindbodyfitness.co.uk and call 020-8816-7973. On completion of the course, you qualify as both a sports and general mind performance consultant and receive not one, but two certificates respectively. Call 0208-816-7973 today. Help others improve their sport and personal goals. Visit the website today and check the dates for our upcoming courses or call 020-8816-7973. You too, Mind Body Fitness. The psychology of language, achievement, and change.
Hey guys, you know what time it is?
No.
Brain drain.
It's brain drain time. And this is the point of the... Yes, it's brain drain time, and it's the time that I get to ask you a quiz question. It's not going to take very long, but I like to do this with my guests. Seeing as this is all about performance, mind, the body, and changing behavior, I'm going to ask you a completely different question. I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about it between the two of you. Then I'm going to ask you for your answer, and we'll see how well you know about the human body, seeing as this is all about health. So, are you ready? Yes.
Okay.
Here's the question. No cheating. Here's the question. How many sweat glands does the average person have? How many sweat glands does the average person have? Is it 2.6 million, 26 million, 260 million? So, 2.6 million, 26 million. Or 260 million. I'll give you 10 seconds to think about it. And what's your answer, guys?
I'm going to guess 2.6. What do 2.6?
You think? 2.6?
Yeah. 2.6 million?
I'd say 2.6 as well.
26
million? I'd say 2.6.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jessica, Anthony?
Yes.
Hey!
Well done. 2.6 million sweat glands. So when your people are walking around the Fitzrovia area and taking in the sights, they're they're sweating a lot, I guess, and they'll be using the sweat glands to the maximum there. Well done.
And the campaign.
So, Jessica, how can people find out a bit more about this campaign? Where can they go to find out more information?
They can go on the Facebook site. So if they go to facebook.com, Green Streets Fitzrovia, they can connect with us there.
Excellent. Good. And Anthony, two-part question for you, really. How can people find out a bit more about you and the work that you do, especially if they need a window cleaner?
Oh, right. Appreciate that, mate. Well, you can go on my website, www.lwcsonline.co.uk.
Excellent.
And then you get my information that way. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we've run short of time, guys, but I've really appreciated having you on the show, telling us a bit more about this Green Streets initiative and how effective it has been and will be for the future. We hope that it's going to make some changes in behavior and people's mindset so that they can create a better lifestyle for themselves and others. So thank you for coming on the show. Our next scheduled show is for the 25th of March, where I'll be speaking to Abigail Edmonds, who is a canoe sprint GB athlete. So I look forward to speaking to her then. Okay, so we've been speaking to Jessica and Anthony today. Thank you for coming on the show again. You've been listening to the Sports Performance Show, where we spoke to Anthony Cairns and Jessica St. John, supporters of the Camden Council-led Green Streets Fitzrovia initiative, which encourages local residents and businesses to create a healthier mindset and lifestyle. My name is Chris Thomas. Tune in next time to the Sports Performance Radio Show. Thank you and goodbye.
Find more details about how you too can become a mind performance coach on u2-mindbodyfitness.co.uk. Contact Chris at sportsmind@u2-mindbodyfitness.co.uk or call 0208-816-7973 for more information. And why not learn the secrets of the elite mindset in the book, 6 Days to a Champion's Mindset, now available on Amazon. Discover how you too can transform your life and sport in just 6 days. Grab your copy now.